Federal regulators have released proposed changes to rules on the disposal of coal ash and wastewater from power plants. As Brittany Patterson reports, the toxic residue from burning coal is a major concern in the Ohio Valley.
Coal ash is one of the largest waste streams in the country and often contains toxic compounds like arsenic, lead, and radium. Following major coal ash spills in 2015, the EPA instituted a new rule that required utilities to conduct extensive groundwater monitoring around waste sites. The regulation also set timelines for the closure of coal ash ponds or landfills found to be leaking contaminants within 6 months. The Trump administration extended that deadline through October 2020. Now it's proposing to move the deadline up by 2 months, in part to address legal challenges surrounding the rule. But some ash sites will be eligible for more time. The EPA is also proposing changes to another 2015 rule that regulates water discharge from power plants, also known as effluent. The changes include relaxing some pollution limits and extending the compliance deadline by 2 years. The agency says the new effluent rule would achieve greater pollution reductions than the 2015 rule at a lower cost. Environmental groups disagree and argue the rule will expose millions of people to toxic pollution. An analysis by the resource and partner station WFPL found nearly every power plant covered under the EPA coal ash rules had coal ash waste sites with evidence of contaminated groundwater. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.